We'll give away an article of Mike Den's clothing with every every award.
You want people to stay for this panel.
No clothing will remain.
No.
Yeah.
That's meant to happen. Actually, it's not, but it works.
The winner will get his wig.
Come join
We'll get Mike Dent's wig.
Give me Mike Dent's wig.
No. Your wig.
After seeing all this,
it is not a wig.
Oh, man.
What?
I like short shorts, Gerald. I like short shorts.
Welcome to the Mike Dent
Abuse
Panel.
Who likes short shorts?
I do, and so does Clamp.
Isn't that every panel?
Wait, what?
What is this? and so is the guy who created Testosterone 28.
We're going to fill this up with a panel that I made called When Gerald Rathkolb's Anime.
Okay, wait. Let me start the recording. All right, welcome to the Podcasters Unite panel. We're at CETICON 2008. We have approximately two attendees in the audience. Yes.
Hold on
all
a second.
Two of them.
Let me get a photograph of this.
Gerald's taking a picture. And we'll go through all the people we have here. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Oh, we're the Happy
We're doing
house.
Introductions.
And I'm
no.
We're Ninja Consultants. That would be me, Noah.
And me, Aaron. You can talk into this side of the mic.
I can do whatever I want.
Don't spit on this one. It's a condenser mic. And then we have, from Anime World Order, we have Clarissa and Gerald.
Hey!
Taking a picture of...
Hey! Woo!
Who's taking a picture of Mike Dent, who's from R5 Central.
That's kind of my hobby. It's just what I do.
Just taking pictures of Mike Dent.
That's right. I am Mike Dent, host and producer of R5 Central, otherwise known as the great sage equal of heaven, master of the 72 divine transformations and hot blood ever last.
What the hell?
A giant... No. Giant
I don't know what he was talking about.
And nobody understands what
can
Mike
we get.
Dent's
can we get your
about.
Names?
Let's get the names of everybody in the audience one at a time.
Right, and if anyone walks in, they're like a surprise guest.
Hi, yeah, my online handle is Kimichi Suzuku, but you will never ever see me in any forum because I'm too quiet.
Well, there's no need. We see you right here, and we're glad to hear you. And
please not
have you here.
Once. Come up.
Yeah. don't rush the mic, everyone.
Hello, I'm Thomas. Some people might know me as Servo in some games or forums, but...
Come in, it's awesome!
You do look like Tom Servo.
Yeah, I do.
I saw some people randomly walking in past.
Cool!
Oh, come in!
No, we don't need them.
So, are you serious? You're really in doing Win Daryl Surratt's anime? Is that...
Who?
Sorry.
Who? Did you hear Gerald and think Daryl again?
No, not at all.
I know that...
Those two names don't sound alike.
Who
would ever mistake... No, not at all.
My parents are Mary and Gary.
Mary and Gary?
Mary and Gary.
And your brother is Larry. And
how many people do you think know that Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is a reference to the 1930s series The Thin Man?
Zero.
Not me.
Not me.
What?
Me either.
Yeah, I need
explicate
that.
Yourself.
It's the 1930s movie series... The Thin Man, the main characters were Nick and Nora, and they were known as just Nick and Nora constantly.
Where does the Infinite Playlist come in?
That's just 90s bullshit.
Okay, because that is perhaps the worst name, the worst title. What are you
talking to this side?
I talk into whatever side I want.
Noah thinks he's the boss.
No, I don't.
Pants in this relationship.
You're gonna get me in trouble. I didn't realize that was a Thin Man reference, but that's one iota cooler than the worst title of all time.
Nick and Nora, the Thin Man was a cool series.
Yeah.
And on this anime podcast, we will talk about more 1930s
noir
era movies.
Orson Welles. The Thin Man is the one with the terrific zither music as they're running through the sewers, as I recall.
I believe, I don't know if I saw that particular movie, but I believe I would believe it if it happened.
Well, it happened.
I know you're
baby,
not a liar, Noah.
So.
I know.
I'm just wrong a lot.
What is on the screen here? Whose idea was it to put a gun in Astro's ass?
Oh, we've got a category. Oh.
Is this Jeopardy?
Who is this Osama Tezuka character?
It's Jeopardy, but not the way that you think.
Oh, believe it or not, there are a lot of people at our panel who didn't know this.
Battletoads.
That's a shame. Oh.
No.
That's right. We'll go on to the more advanced question. The answer was Astro Boy.
Very good. Very
Who
good.
Is this Osama Tezuka character?
Oh, that is Rock.
That is Rock.
Yeah.
That is Rock.
Yep.
a.k.a. Rokuro Makube.
From Phoenix? He's a badass.
From everything.
From lots.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is his name always wrong?
But no, Metropolis. Not Metropolis like in Blackjack, is the only thing that I would...
I told them you win an article of your clothing.
No. Hey, just take it off.
Come on, Mike.
No.
Hand it over.
I knew there was an ulterior motive to cover this connection, you bastards.
Just give the audience what they want. Take it off.
Or the wig they're talking about.
Wait, let's see if I can figure something out here. My glasses.
Yeah, skin to win, Mike Dent.
Oh my god.
Now, I just want to explain to everyone who's listening why I am ragging so hard on Mike Dent
is that
every time I have in any way shown any affection towards Aaron, he is called for a hand check. That's not cool.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So I'm not cruel. It's payback.
No, I'm sorry. It's because I was stuck behind Sex Slave Link for like 3 hours in line at Anime Central that it has become sort of a reflex. I've been traumatized.
Sex Slave Link? That's one I haven't seen.
Yeah, what are you talking
about? That was by choice. You know
do
it.
I know?
No, it was not by choice. You understand. That was an ordeal. I still wear the battle scars to this day.
Horrible endeavor. What do I have to tell the story now? I mean, people have already heard it on...
As long as you're talking, you should be mic'd.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. Unless you want a category, choose a category.
Should I choose a category? I don't know. I mean... Let's see. If hummers are meant to compensate for something, what does that say about giant robots? All right, why not? Let's go for that one.
What anime series does this giant robot come from?
Oh, that's Taekwon B, man.
Gigantor.
That's Super Gundam 5. I know that one.
That is correct. The answer is... That's the wrong answer.
How many faces do you count?
The more advanced question. According to the director Imaishi, Gurren Lagann was inspired by two different anime series. Name one of them.
Ogenki Clinic.
You were going to say Ogenki Clinic no matter what the question was.
I was
going to
say Gen X's latest pot trip.
Oh. That's not really the anime series. That's like the studio.
I believe that it was actually Zambot 3 and Ashtano Joe.
Maybe. You didn't say them right. Yeah, that's the answer.
Well, this is pretty much QI format. It doesn't have to be the right answer.
We should read the category name.
Okay. Bigger explosions than those caused by Taco Bell. In Japan, they call it surprise sex. And who likes short shorts?
Surprise sex. We'll take surprise sex for 50.
And the category
is...
You're supposed to say it in Japanese.
Surprise sex.
And the category is berserk. What is Guts' weapon of choice?
Well...
It involves the bamboo rod.
No, it's... I was going to give the answer that he always gives, which would not be funny. It's the actual answer. Then I stopped myself.
Right.
That I could then not think of.
You can say the regular answer, but if you say it in a funny way, like a naggy Jewish mother, maybe?
It's not so much a sword. It's more like a big slab of metal.
Name the trinket Griffith wears around his neck.
That is no trinket, my friend. You're going to give people ideas. Oh, yes, let's get one. Oh, you haven't seen Berserk?
Berserk.
Or Reddit?
I haven't either.
So, I'm sure I've lost my streak entirely.
Don't let that put you off. Well, maybe it's still not for you, because it's still, there's a lot of blood and guts. In fact, you get two times the guts that you would normally get. Because
I was actually thinking, this is testosterone poisoning.
There's a really cool girl in it, but they save all the rape for the last.
The answer is it's a Bailet.
Bailet. Oh wait, I have to click on it. There we go. Bigger explosions than those caused by Taco Bell, or who likes short shorts?
Short shorts. Yeah.
What a surprise!
Aaron likes short shorts.
Not really.
Name this landmark that is often brutally destroyed in Clamp manga.
Isn't it destroyed in?
Yes.
Come in,
we love you.
Yay!
Come on, ladies.
They want to come in. Podcasters unite.
We're so popular, you have no idea.
Look at our legions of fans.
There's no way you're going to be able to get a seat. If only you'd shown up sooner, I know. Right now it's trivia.
I love anime, but yes, it is, in fact, Tokyo Tower.
Yay.
Let's go for the more advanced clamp question. What is Clamp's first professionally published work?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yes!
Rig Vega. Rig Vega is the answer.
Very good.
And she gets to choose the next category, which there's only one category.
Wait, did I just, like, break the rules?
No, you in fact, are the only one who's following them, and you don't even know what they are. Bigger explosions than those caused by Taco Bell. This, I swear to God, no one on
answered
this question on the panel.
At what con?
At AFO. AFO.
Oh, okay.
Name the 1982 manga and the subsequent 1989 landmark anime film dealing with the post-apocalyptic world of Neo Tokyo.
None of them knew this. Nobody knew.
How many people in the audience know this?
Everyone in the audience knows.
People here are smarter than the people at AFO.
What happened? There we go. Akira.
Well, I'm sorry we can't all be as intelligent as you Ivory Tower East Coast liberals with your elite educations.
What's the more advanced question?
Yes. Here in the Ivy League, we call it Akira. Oh, okay.
Well, say for bonus points, you should play the Kanye West music video.
No. That's for negative points. And the more advanced question, what is the significance of the opening date in the movie Akira?
The day the city got destroyed.
That is what happens, but that's not what I'm looking for.
The day the Emperor died?
The day the
Emperor
died,
no.
The day the movie premiered?
The day the movie premiered is correct. That is the date the movie premiered in Japan. Imagine how long in advance you have to plan that.
Yeah. I guess they could change that.
Maybe. Well, we need to go on to another category. Okay, if there's a hole, it's a man's job to thrust into it.
This is an actual quote.
Queer eye for the psychic guy.
Actually, no.
Name those breasts.
Spinzaku.
And when ballet chant dancing, chihuahuas are considered normal.
Chihuahuas.
Someone yelled from the audience, so I'll take that.
Yeah, chihuahuas.
We need something to talk about. The main character in Princess Tutu is actually what animal?
I know.
She is a dog.
Hooray.
That is correct.
What is the punishment for screwing up in ballet class?
I know the answer as well.
What is it?
You have to marry the teacher.
What teacher?
The teacher's a cat.
What's the cat's name?
I don't remember.
It's a cat and the English dog.
Yeah, you have to marry Neko-sensei.
Neko-sensei.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, look at that picture. Don't you want to marry that face?
He is too cute.
I know, then he licks himself obsessively. Yeah.
We know it is now your turn to choose a category, unless someone else yells it out first.
I'm going to choose Spinzaku.
Spinzaku. What did Britannia rename Japan to after they conquered it? Actually, this was supposed
to... It's easy, though. Yeah. Because they're called...
Yell it out.
8 or 9.
Is it Area 11? It is Area 11.
The sad thing is, woo, I've never watched Gears.
You still know.
What is the name of the Pizza Hut mascot?
I wrote this question, so I should not answer it.
What is the Pizza Hut mascot in Code Geass? Mike Dent, you know.
Yes, I know, but I refuse to say.
What?
What's the name?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either. Okay.
Oh, fine. Cheese-kun.
Cheese-kun.
Cheese-kun. Well, we haven't watched far enough in the series at all. That was the earlier panel.
Yeah.
You guys chose the two most clean categories here. If there's a hole, it's a man's job to thrust into it.
It's not what you think it is.
The category is, of course, Go Nagai.
That is an actual
name. This Go Nagai character.
Nobody could answer.
Nobody answered this.
Everyone knows.
Nobody answered this the last time we did it.
Nobody knew this.
Nobody.
Where? Well, none of the contestants.
AFO.
Yeah.
That's Florida or something.
The answer is, of course, Cutie Honey. And now, I love this.
This is a good
Which
question.
Of these was not in a Go Nagai robot show? Was right. not.
God.
Robot horses with thrusters in their rear. Ninja tanuki that fired flaming meteors from different dimensions. Cyber dinosaur towers with spinning blades. Captain Hitler. Or giant missile guns hidden under the White House.
Wow.
Oh, that's really tough.
I've been watching.
Which one of these was not in the Go Nagai show?
Which one of fired flaming meteors from different dimensions?
That's correct. So that means that everything else was in Go Nagai shows. Captain Hitler was a main character in one of those shows.
A main character.
Captain.
Well, ironically,
Hitler.
He's actually a lieutenant. You know, it's.
In,
I wrote a similar really good question for JoJo's
and
Bizarre
Adventure. We all know what category Mike Dent would choose. That would be Queer Eye for the Psychic Guy.
No.
Queer Eye.
We know exactly.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You can Shove it.
Click it.
Daryl.
Did you call me Daryl?
Whoa.
Daryl, because I'm so used to...
JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, what are their power manifestations called?
Ooh, I know this one. Oh. Even though I've never, ever seen it.
Go for it.
Listen to the podcast, and it is called A Stand.
It is, in fact, called A Stand. Look at that picture.
That is totally gay.
What?
Is, we're looking at a very absurd purple outfit. Where they have, like, and I got another guy wearing hot green red stars. It's all leather.
Wouldn't that require you that you break your bones enough to bend them?
But from a different arc than the one that...
Well, then I think we should go into the more advanced question, which I really like. Which of these did not happen in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? One, a man who can turn feces into gold, but only if he eats it. Two, extreme horse races around America in search of Jesus' body parts. Three, a man who can turn his hand into a squirrel. Four, severed vampire heads with tentacles and laser eyes. Or five, a drop of water that squeezed off a man's head and stuffed it into a canteen.
Well, I know.
Squirrel.
You want to say squirrel?
Sure.
Five happened. Four happened.
You're serious.
No, I guess I am.
Extreme horse race? No, that actually did happen. Makes you want to read that, doesn't it?
So what one was it?
It is actually number one. A man who can turn feces into gold, but only if he eats it.
That's like something Gerald would write, not actually.
Yeah, that would be the worst power ever.
Do you have to retrieve the gold later? Is that
probably.
No, retrieving the gold is not the worst part. You know?
It would actually be worse if it were
and
like,
I'm getting
he can turn
to
feces
you.
Into gold, but only if he eats
it. Something I should know?
It would be worse if he can turn feces into gold sometimes, but only if he eats it. So...
The con chairman has walked in. It is Corbin.
But so
yet, somewhere out there, there is a doujinshi with that exact same.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You can say it.
Tell me that existed.
So we go to the final question.
No, it were here.
It's a hero. The most bizarre thing you can think of, doujinshi will top 10.
I know, because we've been to Comic-Con.
Yeah. Aaron and Noah are doing a whole panel about how to survive Comic-Con later.
That's
yes.
true.
We're all really curious about the breasts, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. I was going to say, just we're fine with whatever.
Even women are curious.
Okay, name those breasts, and this is...
This
oh, that's easy,
come
though.
On, Corbin, you know
everyone
this answer.
Yeah.
No, it's not Tsunade.
No. Corbin gets it wrong.
It's Tsunade is like counterpart in Bleach.
Bleach, yeah.
Right.
Bleach. Well, that explains that. Stop watching Bleach after episode 8.
Oh, she was in this.
Still, yeah, she's pretty.
You'd have seen her. A lot.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Chick with the orange hair.
No, she's got pink hair that's visible here.
Does nobody in the room know?
That's not hair.
Is nobody here a pervert?
Oh, you're right. That's her.
Seriously?
You're right. She has an orange hair.
What? No, it's her name is Matsumoto Rangiku.
Oh, Rangiku. We were just talking about that.
Rangiku.
Rangiku.
Which I didn't know about it despite a conversation about it. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. That's from one. Okay. Okay, this says, which anime are these from? And the first pair I've only seen in AMV Hell Zero, which I wish I'd never seen.
This is Mike Dent's favorite show.
No, it's not, you bastard.
You've seen those breasts in each AMV Hell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know, the second pair,
though?
I want
to say something Obari-related. Am I right? Am I close?
The sad thing is I know the answer to this.
Well, you're friends with Gerald.
I own the DVD
that
is the answer
Gerald.
To this.
It's like a requirement.
Yeah.
No, the answer is Icon. No one should ever watch this ever.
You have to be exposed to really rude titties if you're friends with Gerald.
E-I-K-E-N.
Is that all the boobs you have, Gerald?
Yes, that is all the boobs I have, but
there is another
category. We
felt they were sufficient.
A call for more boobs.
Sufficiently rude titties.
What else have you got in here?
Oh, man, there's so much.
It's more Jeopardy?
Oh.
There's a whole other round to go.
Yeah. Did we just... What was that? Round zero? Oh. Well, they were all really easy.
Are you a shameless otaku who sits at home watching Japanese cartoons all day? Do you find yourself choosing Azeroth over the real world? Do you want to make super happy Moe-chan your waifu? If yes, then please talk to your doctor about Anigamer. With our patented combination of blogging, podcasting, and incoherent rambling, we can teach you the skills to be a better otaku. Anigamers can be found at www.anigamers.com, and you can also subscribe to our podcast through your favorite feed catcher at feeds.feedburner.com/anigamerspodcast, or find us in the iTunes store. Side effects may include news, reviews, interviews, debates, and discussion about anime, manga, and games, both old and new. In some rare cases, patients may experience uncontrollable laughter, crippling depression, or obnoxious levels of elitism.
Okay. Now,
should have this
my Ben's favorite subject.
Should this have been an 18 plus pen?
So, I suppose people have seen the categories.
I don't think the people listening to this
probably not.
The categories.
No, do you want to read the categories for the listeners
I'd
at
rather
home?
Not.
I think you should.
Mike,
you wrote
you read
these,
the
right?
categories.
You wrote these, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Then be a man. Read them.
No, okay. No, we've got Happy House of Hentai for this.
Oh, yes.
What we got? Name that pussy. Turn your girlfriend into a lesbian for a month. Who am I kidding? You don't have girlfriends. Before making kids' movie called Laputa, maybe you should find out what the word means. The next Macross game should just involve firing missiles at Minmei. The last time I picked up a woman on a train, I pissed fire the next morning.
Oh. That sounds so much better coming from you.
Oh, wow. That was so much fun.
And why don't you start us off?
Do you want to pick a category?
Let's
name.
Oh, I can't stop it. Let's name that pussy.
What holy anime smoke is this cat from?
Everyone knows.
Oh. Kiki's Delivery Service.
That is correct.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Now, what anime is this cat from?
Yeah. We know the answer to this.
Anyone? This is Mike Dent's favorite show.
Besides me and Clarissa and Noah.
Yeah, we see my favorites.
It's Ed Chavez's girlfriend's favorite manga, Cheese Sweet Home.
Who are we kidding, Ed Chavez?
Cheese Sweet Home.
He does. He's lived with her for like 8 years.
I believe
we met her. She's a normal person.
Yeah, I like how Aaron had to clarify. Yeah. Like, she's a normal
where it's, they're
person.
Like little 5-minute episodes.
Why is a normal person dating Ed Chavez?
That's
not
surprising.
That I mean anything insulting.
It's surprising to me,
it,
too. No, she met him at work.
Yes, I'm sure that our audience is thrilled
about
love
podcast
life of yeah of Ed Chavez.
Well, the answer is, of course, Cheese Sweet Home.
IP Properly. Yeah, that is the best title.
Yeah?
I think the screen reads IP'd Properly.
Yeah.
At least we know.
Okay, fine. You know what we have to do now? Yeah, let's just do the next Macross game. Right. Should just involve firing missiles at Minmei.
Sure.
Wish it doesn't.
The transforming plane mechs in Macross are known as what?
Valkyries?
I would accept that. Yeah.
Mary Texas Crane.
Valkyries. These are the real Valkyries.
It's a horse, but you're a Valkyrie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Who else would draw such shiny looking horses? No.
It's a good point.
Cheryl would?
The original Macross, Hikaru, Minmei, and Misa Hayase, Macross Frontier's Rankali, Cheryl, and Alton associate the character from the original Macross with their counterpart in Frontier.
Whoa.
Oh.
Pass.
It's easy. Just match the guy with the guy, and then match the girl that sucks up with the other girl that sucks.
Well, don't start that. Like, wait. Come in.
We're getting an answer. We're getting an answer.
Oh.
What's the? Go ahead.
Hikaru, not Ranka, Alto, and Misa Hayase was like Ranka Lee.
Incorrect.
No.
You
switched the women.
Ranka Lee.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait.
They both suck.
I thought I thought Cheryl was a singer.
So is Ranka.
So is Ranka.
Yeah. That's not confusing.
It's more complicated
Frontier
than that.
Frontier kind of cheats because they're both singers.
Ranka is very much Moe and Minmei, which makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah. Oh,
really? And Hikaru was the pilot, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Although,
which
also
is Alto, and
it was a total loss.
Hey.
I'm sorry. That
seems like we've got it.
So is
yes.
Hikaru.
Hikaru, oh, Alto, da-da-da-da-da.
I think you should have shown the photos and then had the matching.
I suck more. Now.
Yeah. You didn't think it was possible to suck more than Minmei, but it is.
Who from whom?
Lesbian category.
Turn your girlfriend into a lesbian?
Turn your girlfriend into a lesbian? For a month? Who am I kidding? You don't have girlfriends? The design on Utena's ring is also... It also appears throughout Utena imagery. What is the design?
Incest.
I know.
How do you design incest?
Would you draw that out for us on the black chalk?
Fortunately, I don't see
it. Here.
There is. It's all the way on the other
that's
side.
Some win, lose, or draw there. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. We're
okay, here we go. You're on the spot now.
You thought we wouldn't find chalk. Oh, no.
People in the audience actually knew the answer.
Hold on a second. I'll draw this.
There you go.
Yeah, I heard somebody say the right answer.
Yeah, there were two of you knew the answer.
He's going to draw one.
Yes.
The rose seal. Rose.
What? Oh, I see. Gerald is drawing a stick man and labeling it brother.
They're just friends.
Yeah, they're just holding hands. Now he's drawing his sister.
It's meant to be spelled with an O.
Does she have like six legs?
There we go.
Oh.
Perfect.
Thank you for that.
Now.
Your stick men are terrible. Like this.
See, I told you.
The artistic level is indescribably poor.
What piece of jewelry causes problems for Nanami?
This is such a good episode.
It is a good answer. Who knows? Do you get? You know?
Nobody
Gan,
got
Gan
this.
Scripture. I know.
Yeah.
Is this really about podcasting?
Nobody got it. No.
Of course not.
This is about random bullshit.
No one wants to hear about podcasting. This is
the
cowbell.
Answer is, of course.
A cowbell. She turns.
Really wish.
She turns into a cow. It's
she
a really good episode.
It is.
Yes.
And she only appears in the movie as a cow, which is very confusing if you've never seen the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The movie in
the movie, you're like, what's with that cow?
Never seen
Lord
Cows,
you choose a category.
Let's do the castle.
You're not Lord Cows.
Let's do the Laputa castle.
Oh my God, there's two of them.
What is this big fuzzy nightmare fuel creature?
Never seen him before.
Not ever.
Totoro.
Yes, it's
Totoro. It is indeed Totoro.
You have to sing
the
song.
No, the answer is, of course, May.
May.
Oh.
Oh. Obligatory panty shot.
Now.
Whoa. Whoa, who drew that?
Chasing.
The slideshow is Totoro with a chainsaw covered in blood.
Wait.
Totoro Erogoro Dojinshi.
I wonder
how much exists.
No.
I've been tearing his way through the children.
A friend of ours, a really bad friend of ours, wanted to do like some massive cosplay skit where they rolled out in a giant Totoro, and then it started shaking, and then its stomach exploded, and then all these like little Totoros like flew out of its stomach.
That's beautiful. That's the miracle of life.
Does anybody know what a Totoro is supposed to be?
He based it on like a rabbit and an owl. So, okay. But it's not really.
I definitely see the owl. Actually,
what
no,
it's
I don't.
To be is the most popular.
So it's like an owl bear, but it's an owl rabbit instead.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like
owl bears are dangerous.
Yes. You don't mess with owl bears.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Unless you're seventh level or higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Read the question.
What movie premiered on a double bill with My Neighbor Totoro? Oh, someone's got his hand up.
I know this one. Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just yeah, imagine coming out of that theater.
The only way not to kill yourself after watching that movie is
to watch
Totoro immediately thereafter.
They show Totoro first, and then they show Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah, and just killed it.
Well, it's a good idea, really.
Yeah, because otherwise you would have walked out of
you just hang yourself.
Fireflies before you even got to Totoro.
Yeah, I think we only have one category left.
Let's do it.
Last time, I've got another round after this.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I picked up a woman on the train, I pissed fire the next morning. What the hell was this category on? I don't even remember.
Oh, hell.
Densha Otoko. There we go. Yeah. Tells the true story of a man meeting his love on a train, and what website did he seek romantic advice?
4chan.
No.
It was not 4chan.
No. It would have gone much differently if he had asked 4chan. Because he would have asked, what should I do with this girl I like? And 4chan would have said, stick it in her pooper and do a barrel roll.
Hold on a second.
No.
That would have been their advice.
Dear Hold
B.
on a second.
Dear B, I met this girl on the train.
Stick it in her pooper. Do a barrel roll.
Kill yourself, Walt.
This is what you find on the internet. When it says... This is Usenet for you, where it says, I put it in her pooper, then I did a barrel roll. This is what you find when you scrounge the depths of the internet.
You sir, are an idiot.
The answer is, of course, 2chan. And that's their cats only site.
Although in the television series, it was actually Aladdin Channel.
2chan.
It's very funny.
A horrible place.
Yes.
For horrible people. The opening of Densha Otoko parodies what? Believe it or not, nobody got this answer.
No, nobody answered this
Where's
either.
Where's Lawrence Aang? He needs to answer this. And he's the expert.
I think he has a panel right now. That's correct.
Daikon.
The answer is, of course, Daikon 4. Yep.
Now, are they still turning this into a standalone anime series?
They did an OVA, but nobody really did much.
What, the Mina thing?
They did an OVA and a TV series. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a TV series.
Oh, really?
Right.
Before, but I didn't watch it.
We have the last categories. Yes. Name That Hair. The only show to make lowly vampire twins cool. The only man known to make armless vests not look gay. No, wait, they still look gay. Pris is not a lesbian, and the Major is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Major is a lesbian.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
The category Name That Hair is Mike's category.
Why do you keep assuming?
Oh, because you and him have such different hair. So
I hope I know where you're going with this, and I'm going to choose the category the only show known to make lowly vampire twins cool.
I think you know where this is going.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Ruby's nickname.
What is Ruby's nickname? I don't think anybody was.
Well, I know the answer, but
I wish.
Have you guys in the audience? Have you watched Black Lagoon yet?
No, you should. Do you like big, loud, semi-dumb action movies?
No.
Not really dumb, but
Black Lagoon is really intelligent.
No. But what it's based off, what it's inspired by,
is at least in part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like.
But the show itself is very smart.
Right now, it's my favorite.
The answer is, of course,
so two hands. Yeah.
Because she fires one gun.
Now the advanced
audience, love it. Two hands, two guns.
The advanced question: out of which city is Lagoon Company situated?
It is not a real city.
I mean, the answer is Roanapur, I believe.
Yes.
I believe the answer is Roanapur. That's the only picture I could find.
Yeah.
Could have been any city in any anime ever.
That's the
take my word for it.
So the lagoon is itself a boat that this group of mercenaries does its business through, and there's a wonderful shot every time they enter the city. There is a large statue of a Buddha that is out in the middle of the river, and the Buddha is blind. And of course, everything that takes place in the city is illegal, immoral, depraved.
It's a pirate city.
I would very much recommend picking it up.
Yeah,
the
thing about it is that they have a church of...
Church of Violence.
You remember that episode?
The second season is coming out. The third season is about to start in Japan.
Oh, excellent!
Yes, they're making
it. They're going to continue it. That's
third
great.
Third season just about to start.
I think that Standalone Complex has the best take on politics since 2001, 2002. I think that Black Lagoon has the best take on politics since 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. It's the stories that you see on like page A16, like what's going on with Somalian pirates now. Yeah. That's a Black Lagoon story.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it's about girls with big tits shooting big guns. Like that's also part of it. Like
audience, love
it. That's the icing on the cake. It's a good cake though.
But she's a cool.
Oh, it's much much better, much better than noir. Yeah.
Yes.
She's
releasing the manga too. First volume's out.
Yes.
Ah, that's great.
Some weird lines in it.
I'm looking forward to it.
They're also apparently doing more Hajime no Ippo anime.
And I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. Although,
how could they?
Hajime no More, no Hajime no Ippo.
The manga's still going.
The manga's going since 1989. And did they even finish like what had been done in the manga?
No.
I didn't think so. No.
Well, they do have a second series now. Yeah.
Yeah. Just starting.
All right. In keeping with that theme, can we get the Major is a lesbian?
Yes.
Major is a lesbian.
That's just a truism.
What is? I messed this sentence up terribly. I was writing this very late.
What is department?
What is department does the major work in?
What is department does the major work in for Yoga Shin Show?
Oh. So, department 9?
You're close. Section 9 is
section
the answer,
nine.
But I think that it's probably close enough.
Let's get the more advanced question. What is the Laughing Man quote from?
I know.
If you went through high school.
Have you guys
literature,
seen.
They didn't make me read it.
Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
I had to read it, and
I read it on my own.
My teacher hated it.
Oh, we are you in fact the major back there, or is it a different? My mistake. I'm sorry.
You're so uncool.
I'm so uncool that I've just ejected myself off the panel.
Yeah.
But do we have? So you've seen it? Do you know the answer? I think.
It's a very overrated book that a lot of high school kids have to read.
Noah's about to school.
Have you ever
Gerald?
Seen the movie Conspiracy
Theory?
That look
on his face.
They buy this book dozens of times.
That's true.
Isn't this one of the books that if you have it, they mark you as a terrorist?
Yes.
They suspect you of being a terrorist.
Al Gore marks you as a terrorist.
Yeah, anyway, the answer is Noah. Say it.
Spit it out.
Just do it.
Say it.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I built up to it too much now.
Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. Somebody wrote this.
My memory along with Ethan Frome.
What?
Somebody wrote this.
Why?
Yeah, where I live, actually, across the street from me, there's like a gym, and I jog there most days, and, once in a while. Somebody wrote that Catcher in the Rye thing on the wall. And I wasn't actually sure certain if the person who wrote it there took it from Catcher in the Rye or if they took it from Ghost in the Shell.
Right.
So, yeah, I wasn't certain. But, yeah.
But
anyway.
You owe it to yourselves to watch Ghost in the Shell. Complex. Yes. Yeah.
Very good show.
Well, I got the compilation movies out anyways.
You want to watch the TV series.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
TV series, I love it.
And if you listen to Dave and Joel's Fast Karate, every episode has got the Major's badonkadonk as shot.
Again, it's a very intelligent show about politics.
But this is Dave and Joel. They don't pay attention to things like that.
No, no. They pay attention to things like that.
Joel does. He just doesn't talk about it.
It's true.
You can hear him simmering.
All right, all right.
Okay.
The only man known to make armless vests look gay.
Not look gay.
They still look gay.
No, say the rest of it.
I did.
Okay, you're so quiet. I can't hear
you. They still look gay.
I can't hear what you say.
Still.
No, wait. Okay. Whoa.
Why did you
look gay?
This handsome man here.
He's actually a really good cosplayer, but he just looks ridiculous.
Are those dish gloves? The Red Comet does dishes. Like Dirty Pair does dishes.
I bet he does them three times faster than anyone else.
The answer is, of course, as was said right at the beginning, the Red Comet.
I think somebody actually did answer this one.
The more advanced question. Char Aznable is actually an alias. What is Char's full real name?
I know that one.
Come on. No, I'm going to prove my geekery.
No. You've got to dance the answer.
No, I'm not going to dance the answer.
Too dance.
Well, dance anyway.
Brave. Castfall Tycoon.
Yes.
That was wrong. You're wrong. You're off. You're fired. Now... Hello Kitty, we haven't heard anything from you.
Oh, yes.
So, give
I want to name the hair.
Name the hair? Oh, I was hoping you'd go for the lesbian category. What anime?
Slide shows very humorous picture of Gerald rendered from? With Yu-Gi-Oh!
I know
hair.
The answer.
The answer was, of course, My Life. What? Name the anime.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Is the answer Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Yes, it is in fact Yu-Gi-Oh!
We know more than just hentai.
What time is it? It's time.
Duel!
Actually, you know what?
Blue Eyes, White Dragon.
That's your Joey impression. So,
you gotta play the heart of the cards, Yugi.
In the interest of... No, he's been practicing that. In the interest of full disclosure, I now work for 4Kids Entertainment on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So the director of our show wrote the English lyrics to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Theme song and was saying how proud of himself he was and how every few weeks he gets a check. And I'm like,
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah,
no,
I don't really... There's not really a punchline or anything.
To be honest, Japanese theme song was nothing special.
No.
And at least they had the decency to cut out Kaiba's green hair. I don't like much animation cuts, but Kaiba's green hair had to go.
Speaking of hair...
I still like when they just had those thugs that had guns and they just erased the guns out of their hands. They're like,
yes.
Kaiba!
Finger guns!
What anime does this hair come from?
Mike Dent.
Yes.
This also had a really bad 4Kids dog.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I know this one. Yeah, this is Shaman King, if I'm not mistaken.
You guys know it?
It is.
Yeah, that's definitely Shaman King.
Yes.
It is, in fact, Shaman King.
But I heard Kamikaze Girls wear...
Gerald wants this outfit.
I just want that outfit.
The wonderful Greaser
Elder. Gerald, I will not allow you to slander the mane of awesomeness any longer.
He is not Spanish.
The collar.
It wouldn't help you.
I think we only have one left.
What is that category, Clarissa?
That would be Pris is not a lesbian, although I don't know if that category is true.
Oh, really? Let's see.
I think she might still be
what
a lesbian.
What are the rampaging robots in Bubblegum Crisis known as?
Oh, you guys do...
Boomers!
Yes.
Yay.
The answer is boomers. And which of these is not related to Bubblegum Crisis?
This is a hard question.
Battle Skipper. Holiday in Bali. Parasite Dolls, 80 Police, or Scramble Wars? This is a hard question.
Five is not related.
Five is not correct.
Five is not correct. What? So you say two? Nope. That was actually a live-action extra that they made for the OAV series that's terrible.
Oh, good. I'm glad
it's Music Video Days.
Yeah, this is where the characters all went to Bali and they acted like their characters. Like the voice actors went to Bali. The answer is Battle Skipper. Battle Skipper is just this totally unrelated show. Nothing related to it at all. Yeah.
Can you even find it on the DVD anymore?
I own it on DVD, but I wish I didn't.
This is the first I've ever heard of Battle Skipper.
What is with that blonde girl's hairdo?
This character designer, I think
it was the style at the time.
Might have been, yeah. Might have been like some of the early designs.
I think